Patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899. Tickets are at Anointed Creations on Main Street, Brent's Desktop Publishing on Lee Street, Hair Biz on Willow Glen, and Smiley's Barbershop. A proud presentation of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word
at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. Feeling lots of momentum. How are you feeling on this Momentum Monday, David Christmas?
I'm feeling very momentous.
You look very momentous. Why are you feeling so momentous?
Every now and then I get a sighting. I really wanted to say some things, boy, but I wasn't prepared because I didn't think I was going to see nothing. But I'll be ready the next time. Ooh, with something very clever.
And so what else are you feeling momentous about on this Monday?
I tell you, look, you know, this weekend was really
a great,
really peaceful, relaxing weekend. You know what I'm having to come to grips with, Colette?
Hmm.
That I think fishing might have been taken a little bit more energy than what I thought.
Hmm.
You know, waking up so early, you know, I mean, even now, I mean, we get up at, 6:37, you know, that's like sleeping in.
Mm-hmm.
If you would, you know, I can't really sleep past, you know.
Right.
Certain, but you can just lay there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like I've gotten so rested until it's like, I mean, I'm just like after 2 weeks of not fishing. Two weeks?
Mm-hmm, about two weeks.
And so I'm just getting a lot of stuff done around the house, a lot of yard work, a lot of indoor stuff. I got to get some carpentry work done. I just, you know, I'm finna get all caught up, put my boat in the shop, let it get serviced. I'm about to pull my cover out of storage.
Uh-oh. How are you feeling about that?
I feel pretty good about it. I mean, I just, you know, because I'm realizing that I just cannot fish every weekend, mm-hmm. year round, you know, all the time.
And how and when did you get that revelation?
Well, no, most of my fishing patterns are taken after Uncle Ron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, his thing was, at one point he was saying, D, the brim are just too easy to catch, and I'm just not going to, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to bother with them. I mean, it's just, my arms hurt from catching so much. And, you know, so he takes off, like, during the summer months. He may go once or twice. And that's when it just hit me. Looked like I just got downloaded that during the months of June, July, and August, I'm taking off.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that has me revitalized, you know, around September, because football season and fishing all starts at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I have to get all of my work done for the year. And in 3 months, I can do that. So,
mm-hmm.
But no, I feel wonderful.
Well, you look wonderful. You look rested,
yeah.
Revitalized, momentous, and full of energy on this Momentum Monday.
What about you?
I'm feeling absolutely, let me tell you, I'm feeling a deep sense of transition.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Transition.
Transition. I am in I am in a place of finding a new piece. You know how you can have a piece and then, you know, things can happen. And somehow that'll, you know, it'll be somewhat compromised when you allow those things to get into your mind, those things of uncertainty. How, when, why, where, how long? Well, this weekend for me was a weekend of really, really meditation, a weekend of prayer, a weekend, if you can believe it, of just being still and being quiet and meditating and praying about transition. And so this morning, you might hear in my voice a real sense of just peace and harmony. And I'm going to tell you, DC, when we have incredible people like Bishop Jakes, and then when Reverend Dr. Joe S. Green comes into our sphere and downloads into our spirit what God is saying, it just gives you a lot to meditate on.
Yes, it does. And let's not forget, you know, going to church to get that weekly feed.
Mm.
You know, that weekly mm-hmm. feed is like, you know. And I tell you, yesterday was interesting at church, because, you know, to us, you know, they talked about they were talking about, you know, things that you need to check into, you know, things you need to know about your partner before you marry him.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of couples / marriage talk. And we found it very interesting, because we've been married for 24 years
mm-hmm.
now. Been together for 31 years
mm-hmm.
Since we were really kids, really, really kids.
Literally.
I think when we got together, we were around Deuce's age, and he's 14.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, we were actual children. And so a lot of the things that you should look for in a partner, we didn't know to look for them. We were too young.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I never thought about that until this moment.
Yeah, God just blessed us to find each other at an early age, and we've just been blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've been able to, through the grace of God, go through so many different things and still be together
mm-hmm.
and still be happy. But for young Deuce Christmas, you know, we're thinking, you know, he's 14, and we're saying, you know, 10 years after that, we were married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, for you, 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, 8 years after you were his age, you was a married woman.
Wow.
So, you know, we're sitting there and we're saying, wow, this is interesting. But we're not really realizing that on the drive home, we're saying, well, David, what did you take out of that? You know, and his statement was, you know, I've got my own criteria for how to find a wife. And we were like, wow, if we wouldn't have asked that question, we wouldn't have known his thinking
right
about how to pick a mate.
Mm-hmm. And what did you say to him about
that? Yeah, I told him, buddy, you know, you don't want to use your criteria. You want to use God's criteria. You know, and that opened up the door for us to speak to him
absolutely
about some of the things that the pastor had just spoke to us mm-hmm about. And we were like, buddy, you mess around and get the wrong
the wrong
mate, buddy. And you talking about some problems.
Yeah.
So
and for us, DC, you know, you can never, and this is really one of our huge mantras in life. Be careful when you think you stand, lest you fall. And so though we've been married for some 24 absolutely years, been together some 31 years, we still sat underneath the word and we really soak that into our psyche. And this is just a word for those couples and even those singles who are looking and hoping and believing God to be married one day, is that you can never think that you got it all together. You can never think, oh, you can't tell me anything about that because we already been there, done that, got the T-shirt, got the bumper sticker. You know, you're never, you're never too stalwart, if you will. You're never too deep in that you can't receive something that will help you, that will enlighten you. And that's what yesterday was for us. And DC said, you know, we've been together for a lot of years and we still love each other, but my main thing is that we still like each other. We still enjoy each other's company. We enjoy each other's conversation. And that is something that we are just more than grateful for. And, you know, people see us and you rarely see us. If you see us, we're always together. And that over time has been a process of being able to forbear each other because we each have our own shortcomings. We each have those things that irritate the heck out of the other person. But we've been able to get past that and work through that. And, you know, to keep working. And really what I took away from yesterday at church was that you can never quit working. You can never think that you have it. I.e., be careful when you think you stand, lest you fall. You know, sometimes, ladies, when your relationship is going really, really well, you can get prideful. And you can think, well, that ain't us. Oh, we don't do that. Oh, we never did that. Well, just live a little bit longer. Things will happen. And so that's why you have to really be open. Open to the word. Open to what your man of God or your woman of God or man and woman of God are saying to you so that you can continue to grow. And what we learned early on, DC, is that we can't stop growing. We can't think that we've got it licked. Because right when you think that you've got it, that's when, you know, all hell will break loose. And so it was just really, really refreshing, as it always is, to go and sit under the word and to really try to engage our young person. And sometimes, you know, you think with your teens and your tweens, sometimes you think they just don't get it. And so it is an opportunity for us to talk to him. And I know people say, gosh, you guys probably talk his head off. But what we really understand is that in just three short years, God willing, he will be going off on his own, going off to college, making his way, having to make decisions about which mate to choose and how to choose that mate. And in church, I asked him, you know, I said, you know, what are you thinking about this? You really need to lock into this. He said, oh, I have my standards. and we both quickly said, you better use God's standards because your standards, His dad told him, you better use God's standards because your standards will always lead you, you know, up a road that you don't might not want to go on.
Gives you a lot of information with no revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you need some revelation knowledge on finding.
And that was the word a few Sundays ago, information.
You need some revelation on how to find. You need a download from God to say that, look, you know, because you know. And then a lot of times, too, you can. That's why I liked the sermon yesterday, because a lot of it is just very practical information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the person that you're looking at marrying is already acting a fool. You know, and I like the way the pastor put that. They already acting a fool before they can act a fool legally.
Uh-huh.
They hadn't even signed up.
Uh-huh.
And they're acting a fool, and now you're going to marry them?
Right.
Oh, they're going to be bigger. That's a bigger fool.
And it's just really.
I got a license to cut up.
And it's really fruit for thought. And, you know, a lot of people, D.C., are going to take that. Just like women do, and say, yeah, he might be acting a fool, but once I marry him, once we get married, I'm going to fix him.
Yeah,
I'm going to get his mind right.
Yeah, we're going to get him right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they speak about, you know, the divorce rate being 50%.
And you know what?
50% of people who marry, that means one out of every two people that marry, that ends in divorce.
Mm-hmm. And what's more startling than that, and he didn't mention this, but even more startling, is that the divorce rate in the church.
Oh, it's higher than that.
It's higher than that.
Absolutely. It's higher than 50%.
So that is a word.
Man, that is a right now word.
Mm-hmm.
If you get ready to cut the cake for cutting the cake purposes.
But really, when we sit here, D.C., out of all of the life's journeys, don't you feel it? I did yesterday, and I always do, even if I don't articulate it or not. I feel such a sense of gratitude for being with my life's partner and my bestie. I do. I feel such a sense of gratitude for that. And you know what has really been on my heart now that we're talking about relationships and marriages is that anytime you've been in a relationship, whether it's long-term or short-term, in a marriage, let me say, and you've been hurt, you've been deeply wounded, sometimes people never, ever get back on the track of healing and wholeness. And we really have brought in a lot of experts, D.C., to really, really talk about how to get on the road to healing and wholeness.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue to bring those folks in and, you know, to uplift, enlighten, and encourage folks on how to live a great life every day.
Y'all, it's Momentum Monday. It is, you know what? It is one of my favorite days. It's the beginning. It is the beginning. And we are sending that good, positive momentum.
Positive.
Yes.
Positive.
No bad news here.
Oh, no.
We're sending good, positive momentum your way to start your day, to start your work week.
And that's not to say that's not necessary, but that's just not what we do.
Absolutely.
And we shouldn't have to apologize for doing what we do.
Absolutely.
and we won't.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. It's right across the street from Hobby Lobby. For more information, their number, 318-445-9700, 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices has been serving Central Louisiana for four decades. He's got incredible experience in representing the people of Central Louisiana. He does it with competence, professionalism, but most importantly, with integrity. The number to phone, attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office, 318-487-9537. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Home, auto, and life. Remember, it's hurricane season. It's getting hot out there. We never know what's happening out in the Gulf, out in the ocean. But what we do know is that we are prone to hurricanes, and you want to make sure you're on point. 318-487-1881 is the number. You're on point. It's Momentum Monday, the official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Live in 3, 2,
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it is Momentum Monday. I am drinking from my big old cup of momentum on this Momentum Monday. It's 8 o'clock if you're on your way, trying to get there. Driving in this morning, clear skies, beautiful, beautiful day, but it looks like it's going to be another hot day. And so every single morning, we try to remind you that kids are out on summer vacay. And I know you don't need a reminder because many of you have either kids or grandkids at home. So we all know that kids are out of school enjoying summer vacation. But you know what? We want it to resonate and to go down into your psyche that as you're traveling not only into work, home from work, but traveling around throughout the day, that we all have to be mindful. And every single morning, we encourage you to stay engaged. Try to stay off of those mobile devices. Notice I say try. It has become such a way of life that we think that we just have to multitask and we have to get those phone calls in before we get to work. We have to do it before we get there. We have to answer the text message. We have to do this. We have to do that. And so every single morning, we try to remind you, even if you can't stop completely, because maybe that's just too far reaching, try to do a little bit better. And so I was so encouraged, Miss Willie Mae Johnson. She sent us an email. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. And if you want to shoot us a message, which many of you do, you shoot us messages about what you like, what you felt about shows, just whatever it is that you want to say. And we appreciate that. And occasionally what DC will do is pull those messages down if it's something that we just want to share, DC, with our listeners, like what Miss Willie Mae Johnson did.
Miss Willie Mae.
Yeah. And so it really encouraged us that you were so encouraged by our talk every single morning about kids. And DC, she had some really interesting perspectives. And Miss Willie Mae, again, thank you. And thank you for sharing your mornings with us and being a part of the official OPT network. But this is what she said. She said, you know, I've noticed that more and more pedestrians take the liberty to walk in pathways of cars with little or no regards to safety, nor right or wrong crossings. During the school months, she talked about how I encourage us all to make sure that we're watching out for school buses. And incidentally, a lot of kids are in school for the summer, so there are some buses, not nearly as many as what there would be during the year, but please be mindful of those school buses in the morning. And she said, you know, it's all an effort to keep our children safe. And of course, whether you have kids or not, it's something that certainly we can all agree upon. And she said, you know, just the way that you encourage the listeners really is a wonderful thing. And she says, I really do appreciate your reminders. She said, not that she wouldn't be watching out for kids and bikes and bouncing balls, you know, especially during the summer, a lot of kids are playing ball, balls are going in the street. She said, I'd be doing that anyway. But she said, you know what, your voice just really resonates. And we hope that it does, not only with you, Miss Willie Mae Johnson, but with all of the people who are operating vehicles. And, you know, she talked about, you know, we as parents, we have to be really, really, really insistent that we don't allow our children, because we do it, to walk out in front of cars haphazardly. She said, you know, we have to, as parents, remind our children. And what I am seeing is during the course of the day, every single day, and on weekends, it seems like it's even more rampant.
that kids are conjugating in the streets. And I just don't understand why sidewalks are not a popular thing, or why standing on the side of the road isn't a good thing. And so as parents, we've got to do more. You know, we have to be the change that we want to see. And she says, this is one of the last things she says, have you seen the way that parents now allow children, our most precious gifts, to trail behind them crossing in front of cars? I'm going to tell you, and I've said this, and I've said it in jest, but it is very literal. Cars hurt. There are a lot of novice drivers on the road. There are a lot of distracted drivers on the road. And we, as parents, have got to do better. Now, you know, I know that when we're at home, we can tell our kids certain things. But then when we leave them, they're pretty much going to do what it is that they deem the best thing to do. But we have to still keep making that impartation that it is dangerous. DC and I have been exercising. A lot of people love the earbuds, and we do too. We like to walk with music sometimes. It is dangerous when your music is so loud that you can't hear what is going on around you. And so it is a reminder that we will make sure that we talk about every single day. It is important, and I am begging you. You know what? And the thing that really, really touched my heart the most is we are seeing little kids, I'm talking 5 and 6 year olds, operating those bicycles, and we did it as children too, but now there's so many perils, so many dangers that we've got to do better, especially for those kids who are unattended during the course of a day, a week, a month, summer vacay. So it's really, really important, and we're gonna make sure that we continue to remind you. So, Ms. Willie Mae Johnson, thank you so much for taking message, DC. She really, really took her time, and she sent us a letter about it. And so what that tells us is that people are engaged, people are listening, and that it's so important. It's important that we all do our part. And if everybody does something, just a little something, just change those habits just a little bit, DC, we'll all get better.
Absolutely.
And I know for you, DC, you're changing your habits behind the wheel as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the more Young Deuce Christmas drive, the more it shows you, you know, that there's other people on the road, and there's a lot of circumstance surrounding others who are driving, and people who are going slow, people who are going, you know, you just, you know, I have to drive safely, and I have to make sure that, you know, I understand that the road is not just mine, you know?
You know, I never thought about it like that. The road is not just mine. And there's so much aggression on the road. And, you know, people have this misconception about Monday and what Monday brings. You know, and Mondays are the start of our week. And so if you change your thinking about Monday, it will change the way that you view and the way that the rest of your week shapes up. And so that's why we love, love, love Momentum Monday. We love to share our momentum. And DC, even sometimes when we don't feel momentous,
yes,
we just declare that we're momentous.
Well, that's what faith is. You know, acting as if it's here, believing things that are not seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you know, and for the most part, though, Carlette, I'm just Monday, mm-hmm, just good days for me. It is not, you know, I don't believe in the Monday from hell. You know, I just don't believe in it, and I think that's just, you know, that's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's a Monday from hell, it's because you have allowed hell to get in you.
Mm.
You know, I just refuse to allow it to get into me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't do that.
And you can
certainly won't let that fall off my lips.
Absolutely. And how often do we talk about the power of our words?
Absolutely. You have what you say.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to say what I want to have.
Absolutely. And so if you believe that's true, even if you don't believe it's true.
it's the law.
It's the law. So you might as well get some momentum, power yourself up. And you know what, DC? On Mondays, what I start thinking is, oh, my goodness, I can't wait to see what's going to happen
Absolutely.
Next.
What's God going to do this week? Mm. I know what's going to happen in a few minutes from here. Pearl number three is about to drop. You know, the next six, well, Thursday and Friday was two new pearls.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be four new pearls playing through this week. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's very important when you hear that pearl sounder. And sometimes around our third break, I don't want, you know, people to get, I guess, be that in tune with the program. But, you know, after 8 o'clock, the break that immediately follows the 8 o'clock hour
mm-hmm.
is the first pearl sounder. And the break that immediately follows the next 9 o'clock top of the hour is that same pearl will be playing again. Because let me tell you something. It's a lot in those pearls. It's
uh-huh.
a lot of feelings in them. And you can't just digest it all at one time. That's what I love about it. Because when you hear it, you got to hear it again.
You just want to hear it again.
Well, you have to,
uh-huh.
you know, because there's so much information in that small part of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the time you process it and you hear it again, you say, wow, I didn't hear that part the last
mm-hmm.
time because it's so deep, you know. And this one, I'm going to set it up.
You going to set it up?
I'm going to set it up.
I'm going to tell you.
This time, Reverend Joe Green came in, we named the pearls. Pearls, each pearl has a name. Like that pearl that was played Thursday, the name is it was music. And a blue
mm-hmm.
slash and put harmony. And the one Friday was hope, which was awesome. I mean, hope,
mm-hmm.
who knew hope could be deceiving?
Who knew?
Hope could be.
I'm still meditating on hope.
Deep.
I am still meditating on hope.
Absolutely. Well, you're going to be meditating on hope and education because right now we're about to drop education.
I love it. And you know what I love the most, you see?
What?
I love the fact that you have the foresight and the vision to know that this was something that was needed and that when it was, I mean, when it came up in your spirit, that you didn't wait on it. You got right on it.
Well, because it's been bubbling up in there and it's been lingering around for a
mm-hmm.
couple of years and I've been trying to figure out how to do it. And then when Reverend Joe S. Green came in doing what he was doing, I saw that was it.
Mm.
You know, so really, I didn't have to process it around because I've been processing it for so long because I didn't want it to be my deal that when I, you know how producers say, I don't know what I'm looking for, but when I hear it, I know that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. I didn't know what I was looking for, but when I heard it,
wow.
I knew that was it. I knew that was it. And that's why it's going over so well. People have been telling us,
mm-hmm.
man, the girls are awesome. Y'all are, I'm going to tell y'all right now, y'all, this that means a lot when you let us know the things that we do work because, you know, a lot of times, you know, feedback is good and we don't do a lot of phone calls. We don't do a lot of that stuff. But, you know, we see people on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who we come into contact with, y'all are pretty much telling us what works and what doesn't work. And when we don't get any feedback from you on it, we feel like, okay, that may not be working.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be something that you like, but we don't know that you like it, you know, and it may end up fading to black because we don't know you like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why it's important to go to the website, www.onpointcxmas.com, and send in that information like what Ms. William A. Johnson. And a lot of you do that, but it's about other things. It's
right.
about, you know, advertising and more of, you know, guest appearances
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature. But we also like to get your feedback via the website. So feel free to send us. And it doesn't matter whether it's negative, positive. We just want to know. That helps us to know where we're going, and it helps our team to mold what it is we do to fit what it is that you guys like.
I love it.
You know.
And you know what? We've been getting lots of hits
lots.
And always have
yeah.
on our website. And so we are really, really appreciative of that. Anything that you've heard, any author, you can go to our website and you can connect right there. And I'm going to tell you, this morning is just a morning, D.C., of hopefulness for me. I mean, I have really been meditating on hope and what that means and just that word. And it has gone down in me because we are so hopeful about so many things. And we've got, we have really, y'all, we've got some big, big things in the works. And when you are in transition and moving into yet another season, you need a lot of hope. But most importantly, D.C., you need to understand what hope is.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you need to be linked up to the source.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a lot of the things that people do, especially when you're doing things and you're doing your life's mission, you know, you need fuel to run on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a car needs gas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we as individuals need fuel, and we get that fuel. I know, Carlotta, I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wonder why I had, and I think we've talked about this before, you know what I'm saying? Why I had problems going to church and why, you know what I realize now?
Hmm.
That was the enemy trying to keep me from the power source. You know, because I used to say it and I verbalize it to people, why I'm not excited about church.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't really understand what church was to me. Church is where I go to get refueled.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come out of that baby, I'm telling you, I hate to call the church that baby, but you know what I'm saying. But when I come out of church, it's almost like I'm ready to get in the car to start philosophizing about the word that we got so that it won't be like, you know how that scripture says some of it falls on thorny ground? I don't want to be thorny ground.
I don't
either. Every word I hear, I want to talk about it and cultivate myself so that it goes down into me where there can be a harvest. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
You see, so, you know, now, you know, instead of, you know, standing around hollering, I like to go to the car, get in it, and we start our process of the drive back home or the drive wherever we're going so that we can cultivate ourselves to put that seed that has just been given into fertile ground so that we'll be able to use it in practical application in everyday life.
Absolutely.
And that's why now I'll get up and tell you and Young Deuce Christmas, look, we need to get ready.
Because
sometimes you're like, okay, I wonder if he's going to want to go today like you do. I might not want to go. But I'm like, no, let's get out of here.
Boy, the tide has changed.
Boy, it has turned. Because I remember the time I'd be like, man, I'm tired now.
Oh, you don't want to go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. But now I'm like, I can't wait to get there. And, you know, the couple of weeks when Dexter died, we went to the later service, which we're cool with that too. But I think I was a little burned and a little emptied. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I really do. I'm appreciating. I like the morning service better myself.
And, you know, anytime you lose someone in your family, especially a brother, a sibling, you know, it is a process. And we're still very much in that process and still just trying to work through that. But I love what Reverend Joe Green said about seeing challenges or problems as opportunities.
Absolutely.
And we have really seen a way to turn what the devil meant for evil into an opportunity for good. And that's what it's about. And that's what we hope that we bring every single morning, that any challenge that you may be undergoing, that we will help you to see the other side and turn it into an opportunity. And speaking of opportunities, how did the Heat turn their challenge of the last game, game one, into an opportunity?
And we didn't get a chance to talk about game one because we were doing the tribute to Dr. Maya Angelou. And then we're going to do some more of that today because they did have her memorial this weekend. And so, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We've got more show. Of course, you know, we're 2 hours solid. We'll be in here until the bell rings.
You just seem so mellow this morning.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to mellow out.
So mellow, so calm.
But make no mistake.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. Yeah.
I tell you what, y'all, it is a great morning. It's June 9th. If you're on your way, we know that you are. Good morning to you. And thank you for spending your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. It's 19 minutes after 9 Eastern Time, 19 minutes after 8 Central Time. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions. Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay in play in the parish. Lots happening in the parish. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's a third generation. Yeah, count them. One, two, three, third generation. Practicing here in Central Louisiana. And you can contact Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices. Whether you've had personal injury, you have challenges that you need help with, he is there. He is available. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-9537. Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The number to phone, 318-561-8020. Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana. 95 years they're celebrating since 1919. You're on point. We're going to get a break, but we'll be back right after this.
At a time.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Education is a power, the power of transforming things and moving us to another level. We must remember that people must be educated today on what nobody knew yesterday. And also in the classroom, it is so important in this life that we need to learn precisely what those following us must know tomorrow. The greatest lesson in life is learn by what is not taught. That's going to take you a little time to work through it. It's experience, it's growth, it's development, it's trust. It's all the things that make a person complete and whole. As we ponder and children ponder, what must I do for the next level? What do I have to know to be successful in college? What do I have to do to even get to college? Knowing and learning and studying that which is not known puts you in the front of the line for the next generation of learning. I discovered from experience, all men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. When a man's intelligence and his intellectuality comes together, he's educated. And he needs wisdom to apply what he has learned in life. And then people say, wow, he's successful, he's smart, he's brilliant. Yes, because it's a little bit of things, the small lessons learned to listen. Learn to listen, and then you listen to learn. In silence, we know when not to speak. Those are lessons that will last a lifetime. And believe it or not, a blessing out of season is a burden. Knowing too much can get you in trouble. But knowing how to apply knowledge, wisdom to that which we call a brilliant education is powerful. Use it wisely. Know yourself and then pass it on to others. God have equipped us with everything we need to be successful. And if we use what we have, it works. Never, never give a person a piece of your mind, because God only gave us enough for us. We don't have enough mind to give away and then maintain. So be careful, be kind, learn something new today. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899.
Tickets are at Anointed Creations on Main Street, Brent's Desktop Publishing on Lee Street, Hair Biz on Willow Glen, and Smiley's Barbershop. A proud presentation of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:33 local time, 9:33 Eastern time. And, of course, today is Momentum Monday. You see, what another incredible. You know, you told me that they were incredible. But the pearls, just when you think, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to say it. Just when you think that they can't get any better, they get better.
They do just that.
And so,
and they're going to get better every day. They're going to just be, it's like, you know this comes from someplace else. You know mm-hmm. it. You know, and you know it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what sprung this whole thing up. Because mm-hmm. when I started hearing that information, I was like, man, we've got to give this to people. I mean, this is what we're about. Positive information, understanding, mm-hmm. wisdom, things that is going to make your life better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? These are things that make you live a better life if you follow these practical applications and these simple examples.
Mm-hmm.
And fit them into your life the way that he's given them. I'm telling you, this is a lot of wisdom.
And, you know, we've been talking to people that are really, really internalizing how the pearls fit into their lives and giving them exactly what they need at that moment. And how apropos is education at such a time as this? Lots of kids have graduated, still graduating, you know, getting ready to go to the next level. But really understanding the difference between intelligence and intellect.
Yes.
And really, it's a lesson not only for us as adults, but a lesson that we need and should be teaching our young people.
Absolutely it is.
You know? And so one of the things that I took away is that first and foremost, and he said a lot in the education pearl, and I took it away and it resonated so deeply within me, is because Dr. Maya Angelou and I had this conversation mm-hmm. about listening.
Yes.
And when I heard that, because see, I'm hearing the pearls for the first time like everybody else. I didn't hear the pearls.
Well, you didn't want to hear them. You wanted to.
I wanted to hear them when everybody else heard them so that I could really just take it in. But one of the conversations that I had and that we had with Dr. Maya Angelou was about listening. And she said to me, she said, "You are good, but if you want to be great, there is a difference between being good and great." She said, "When you become great is when you learn to listen with your whole self." And I had to really meditate on that, and I had to ponder that, because sometimes, you know, when you're in the midst of greatness and you're sitting at the feet of greatness, you want to talk. There's so much you want to say. But really what I learned in that instance is that I could glean so much more by just listening.
Listening.
And most of us have a problem with listening. And then he says, know yourself and use what you have. And you know, sometimes you think, well, I know who I am. I know myself. And I started thinking, but do you really? Are there some areas about yourself that you're not acquainted with?
And that you don't want to see.
And that you don't want to see.
Because I'm going to tell you something, Corlette. When you're dealing with self, the mind can be such a powerful tool that, you know, that's why I, you know, when in that last pearl when he said hope mm-hmm. can be deceiving, that triggered a lot in me.
Really?
There's a lot of things that can be deceiving. Mm-hmm. You know, we deceive ourselves every day.
Daily.
You know, we deceive ourselves into thinking that we're something that we're, you know, we tell ourselves that we are who we really want others to think we are.
Mm-hmm.
When in all actuality, if we would ask others and could really get with some people who would really be honest,
mm-hmm.
you know, and say to us what they really see mm-hmm. versus what they think we want to hear, then we'll learn a lot about ourselves, because the people who are closest to us know the most about us.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have such a humility and a love for us, a lot of times they refuse to tell us what's really going on. Like, a prime example of that would be after you had young Deuce Christmas, you were 190 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And most people don't know you being 190 pounds. And you would always say to me, okay, am I, you know, how do I look? Am I fat? Am I, you know, what is it? And I was like, no, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But did that mean I didn't see that you were way bigger than what you normally are
mm-hmm.
or what you had been being?
No, or ever was.
It doesn't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
But I refused to tear you down with that truth
mm-hmm.
like that, because I knew at that particular time I had to have a humility, and you really weren't ready. You didn't want to know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I understood that you really didn't want to know how big you were at that time.
How did you know?
it was instinct. It was instinctively I knew that just keep saying you're going to get to where you want to go. Just keep working. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept encouraging you that you were going to get to where you want to be.
Did.
Just don't let it get you down. It's a process. It takes one day at a time. Mm-hmm. And I knew how strong in mind you were, and I knew that you were going to come down, and I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And you did come down. And that's the same way you believe in me right here when you're saying, you know, you're going to get to where you want to be. Just continue. Well, I say all that to say is this, is a lot of times people right up under us know exactly who we are, and a lot of times they won't tell us for whatever the reason. It could be because they love you too much. They don't want to hurt your feelings. But when you really start wanting to know about yourself,
mm-hmm.
you can ask the people right there around you. Like you could say, I notice a lot of people say this about me. You know, just tell me the truth, and you can do it in love. What do you see, really? Mm-hmm. And see, you have to provoke that person's thought to say, and that person has to really say it in a loving way, because 9 times out of 10, and this is not all cases,
mm-hmm.
if everybody is saying a thing about you, it's because it's what they see,
mm-hmm.
not because they're hating on you.
Right.
You know, because we'll say, oh, they hating on me.
That's the first thing that we say.
That's the first thing we say. You know, we think, oh, they're jealous. Or
mm-hmm.
that. No, that's not what it is. Even if I'm upset, you know why, Corlette, and we're having this, I don't know how we got here.
That's okay.
When people get in arguments and they're really in a heated fellowship and they really are saying to each other really what they want to say,
mm-hmm.
you get a lot of truth out of that.
Mm.
Why? Because that person is angry enough to tell you the truth.
Wow.
So when you have anger involved in heated fellowship, just because that person is saying it out of anger and they're not saying it the proper way,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that what they're telling you is not true. As a matter of fact, some folks will not tell you the truth unless they're mad.
Wow.
That's why nobody don't like you. What they're saying is, that's why you're having problems getting along with people, because of that very thing you do. And
right.
Then when you make up, you say, I didn't mean that. Yeah. I didn't mean that.
And you want to believe that they didn't mean
That they didn't mean it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really process it and start looking and really gut-wrenching, honestly mm-hmm. looking at yourself,
mm-hmm.
you'll really be able to find out what's wrong with you. And it's really just or some of the things that you are, that people say you are,
mm-hmm.
that you really don't believe.
Right.
Because you can't see yourself and you refuse to see yourself. And they call that denial.
And funny you would say that, because you and I were having a conversation this morning, and this weekend has been a great, great weekend of meditation and prayer and self-seeking for me. And, you know, sometimes we forget to just stop and be quiet and be self-seeking and be prayerful. And, you know, we often, and you've said it this morning, talk about the mind being a powerful tool. And this is really an ugly word, but this is what came up in my spirit, and I just have to say it. It's just a real word. It's called, the way that I got it is mind masturbation. I know. I'm sorry. I have to. And what it means is self-gratification of the mind. I don't mean it in any other way.
You could have said mind stimulation.
Okay. Mind.
That's a better word.
Mind stimulation. I don't know. That's a word that I just don't use. But it just came up in me, and I even had to go to my dictionary to see. I was like, mind masturbation.
What did it mean?
Oh, let me tell you. And so I guess maybe.
I mean, folks know some versions of what it means.
Right.
I'm interested to see what did the dictionary say.
Right.
It meant.
It says that it's the stimulation or manipulation of one's, of course, genitals, especially to orgasm sexually.
Okay, you put it on mine.
Yes.
Okay.
Sexual gratification.
Yeah, I see. But okay.
But the stimulation by manual or other means of, you know, having relations, but it really, I guess, took me into a way that we can stimulate our minds mm-hmm. and manipulate
yes.
our own minds for self-gratification.
That's some things.
So it was a download.
You thought about that. Yeah,
a download.
Yeah, that was heavy.
From a source higher and bigger than myself, because it's not something that I just
came
up with.
That's a deep thought right there.
Yeah, and so so when I said, when I got that word, I was like, oh, well, let me look. And, you know, of course, as adults, we all know what it is. But I said, let me see what the dictionary is saying about it. And then I took those words, stimulation, just as you said, or manipulation. And so you can manipulate and stimulate your mind into believing what you believe about yourself to be true and right. And so as we are on this journey of transition and moving into another season, I believe that in my spirit, I got stop stimulating and manipulating your mind and yourself into what you want it to be as opposed to what it is, i.e. the truth. And for me, because I am a cup full type girl, and I was saying this to our friend Hank and Jean, but I was talking to Jean last week, and I have this uncanny...
Good morning, Jean.
I have this... Good morning, Jean. Good morning, Hank. I have this uncanny way of... I don't care what the situation is. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how rotten it is. I will find a way. Now, this is, could be a good thing. I will find a way to fix it. I will find a way to see something good, and which is good, mm-hmm. but it can get wild. Over into manipulation and mind stimulation that is not what it needs to be, that is not real. It is real, but it's not the real truth. Does that make sense?
Kind of, sort of. I'm trying to get there. It seems like, you know, you have to make sure you know what your motives are.
Right.
You know, you can't, you know, in other words, I can do good all day long, but if my motives are rotten,
mm-hmm.
I'm really not getting a whole bunch of benefit from doing the good. Now, others may benefit from the good that mm-hmm. I do, but because my motives were because of a different nature, that's why we have to always be cognizant of
that's
what
it.
Our motives for doing a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you can, you know, I can do a whole bunch of good things all day, all, you know, but my motives are just,
mm-hmm.
just not good. They're rotten. And, you know, that's not good. You know, that's not. But then, you know, those blessings are still blessed people.
And how did we get here? We were talking about the pearl.
You
and you know what? We were talking about the pearl and knowing yourself.
Right.
And I guess I'm in a place of knowing all of the intricacies about myself. The good.
Yeah, you're growing.
The bad. And the real, real ugly.
Right.
Because until I can face the real, real ugly about who I am, I can never grow. I can never move to the next thing. I can't get better.
Right.
You know, and, you know, talking to these great thinkers and thought leaders like Bishop Jakes and you know, and I have to say it again, DC, he is always, each time he's come, he's so gracious with his time.
Yes, he is, man. It's like he's like, whenever he's talking to you, and I'm really on the phone saying, wow, I'm actually talking to Reverend T.D. Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost want to deepen my voice like this. Like, yeah, this takes off, you know.
But this time he really had some personal things for us.
Yeah, he really did.
You know, and it really made me understand that when you get out of synchronization, even in your marriage, you know, we were talking about marriage early. Sometimes you can get out of synchronization in your marriage in so many areas. But when you get out of sync with God in the universe, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's with your kids, whether it's on your job.
Your mental.
Yeah. You are going to have.
Emotionally.
Yeah. You spiritually.
Right.
Mentally.
Spiritual.
Physically. You can be out of sync in so many areas of life. And it will hinder you. It will hinder you from going to the next thing.
Yeah, because, you know, we got to come back and do some announcements. We did some sign language. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we got to go to a break because we got some other stuff. We got some announcements. We need to mention, you know, that they're having revival in Cottonboard down there.
Absolutely. You know, it's their spring revival.
Spring revival.
And it's starting tonight, D.C.
Tonight.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
736 Ducote Lane.
736 Ducote Lane.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Missionary.
Missionary.
Baptist Church.
Baptist Church, and that's with Reverend Christopher Augustine.
Reverend Chris Augustine, I hope you're listening because I spoke of you just this morning.
Yes, you did.
And I said to DC as we were getting ready this morning that you and Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church will always be a friend to the OPT network. You will always be near and dear to our hearts. And you know why, DC? Well, you know why.
Well, and then let me just thank them too publicly for the card that they sent. Did I do that already?
But yeah, that's okay.
Teresa Anderson is just, Teresa, you're the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's the greatest. She just basically, she does a phenomenal job with them and being in tune with everything. And, you know, I just really appreciate it. You know, that's the first time I think I ever received a sympathy card with a picture in it. I'm going to have to take that and let Miss Bobby see that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just been sitting on my desk. I'm like, I'm going to take that.
But she put so much thought and her heart in that.
Oh, man, it's awesome.
And you know,
it
and
really
that
is.
And that stems, Teresa's heart stems down from the leadership of Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. But Reverend Augustine, what I thought of you this morning, because, you know, people who listen to the show know we get up and meditate every single morning, DC and I. And in my quiet time, I started thinking of you and saying that we will never, ever, 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 ever forget our first encounter with you. And we will never forget how God put us on your heart.
Absolutely.
But bigger than that, DC, we won't forget Jerusalem Missionaries' faithfulness.
Yes.
And, you know, it started out as a cause for breast cancer, one that we are passionate about and one that we will continue to talk about, fighting and eradicating breast cancer. But the fact that it started right there, and he said to us, he said, when I heard you talking, you and your husband, he said, I heard your heart. And from that moment, DC, from the moment that we met him, and this was the first race, breast cancer race was in 2010. 11 was the year that we said we're going to be the change that we want to see. We're not going to talk about it. We're going to be about it. And we started then. And ever since then, he has Jerusalem, the leadership of Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, has sent us a check every single month like clockwork. But not just a check. You always encourage us with a wonderful, wonderful word from God and a beautiful, beautiful card that is done expressly for us. And we know that because we read each and every one of them. And every single day.
And our name is on it.
And our name. You're so silly. And every single month that we get that card with that check, we just have a big smile and a big sense of gratitude. Reverend Chris Augustine, the pastors and the members of Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, we say to you, thank you, and may God continue to bless the work of your hands and all that you're doing to make the people in Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas feel a part of what you're doing. Their revival is starting tonight, June the 9th. The pastor is going to be A.G. Suds Sr., Pastor A.G. Suds Sr., Shady Grove, No. 2 Baptist Church from Shreveport, Louisiana. And they're encouraging people to come out and join. And what I love about their church, D.C., is that they're getting all sorts of people.
All over.
People from off the streets, people. And we've spoken to people. We spoke to one girl, and I won't mention her name, and she said, I've been Catholic all my life.
Sure did.
You remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
She said, I've been Catholic all my life. I mean, she's a full grown woman. And she said, and then one day I went to Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church and I knew that that's where I was supposed to be.
Right. And she just, nothing against the Catholic.
No, nothing against the Catholic.
That's basically what, that was her story and that's what she said.
Right.
You know.
And that's just a way that we can make all religions. And what I love about Dr. Maya Angelou is that she loved all religions. And they had, of course, her memorial this weekend, and we'll talk about it a little bit later in the show.
Oh, look.
What?
Don't forget to go ahead. I need to mention this.
Tell me.
There's no way that I can print it.
Talking about Steve Figgins.
Yeah, their event that's coming up. Let me see here, because I'd like to make sure I mention it.
Right.
Well, I've been getting so many. Okay. Yeah, that is, it is called the Greater Magnolia Baptist Church, Real Men Standing for Christ. And that's going to be at 1511 Bringhurst Street. Greater Magnolia Baptist Church presents Real Men Standing for Christ. And that's June 14, 2014 at 10 a.m.
So that's this weekend.
Yes, the guest choir is New Vision, and the guest speaker is Reverend Willie Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church.
Absolutely. A lot of great things going on. And when we come back, we're going to tell you more about those great things. The Alexandria Museum of Arts is presenting visual thinking strategies. We'll tell you more about that. So many things going on at the Alexandria Museum of Art, and we are absolutely elated, DC, to partner with the Alexandria Museum of Arts and to really broaden all of our horizons. It's 8:55 local time, 9:55 Eastern. You're on point, the official OPT network on this momentous Monday. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day.
I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on